Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump tells Ukraine's president at the White House that a ceasefire deal with Russia is close and a new U.S. minerals deal with Kyiv is very fair. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Zelensky has made clear that he wants continued military assistance and security guarantees to protect the sovereignty of his country as the Trump administration really tries to put pressure on Ukraine and Russia for this larger ceasefire deal.
President Trump has made much of the minerals agreement all this week. Gracelyn Baskeron is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The final agreement is essentially an establishment of a fund. And the fund takes revenue generated by future mineral assets and puts them into a fund that can be used to fund investment in Ukraine.
The U.S. now has its hands on key Mexican drug cartel members, including one man who's been sought for decades, Rafael Caro Quintero. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
These 29 individuals, they were flown from just north of Mexico City. They're now detained at prisons in eight different U.S. cities. Some of them wanted in multiple states. They face charges including racketeering, drug trafficking, murder, illegal use of firearms, money laundering.
White House officials say President Trump is set to sign an executive order today that will make English the official language of the U.S. Texas health officials now report at least 146 measles cases. Other states have reported cases, too. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger has the latest inflation news today.
The Fed's preferred inflation measure showed some progress. In January, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, or the PCE, showed a 2.5% annualized rate of inflation.
Microsoft says it's shutting down Skype. The online voice and video call pioneer will vanish in May. More of the company's customers now use the Teams app or other services from other companies like WhatsApp instead. Overseas to Greece. Police using tear gas and stun grenades to combat protesters with gasoline bombs in some cities as they mark the second anniversary of a rail disaster that killed 57 people. Big day for 36-year-old English golfer Dale Whitnell at the South African Open, a round with two holes in one.
Yeah, I've never had one in tournament play. I had one in Paris National a few years ago in practice round, but these are my first ones in hole in one, and to have two in one day is pretty special.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 210 points, NASDAQ up 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with a 121-112 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis led with 28 points. Center Brooke Lopez added 22.
It was big. You know, that was a very big game for us. A great win. It took everyone, you know, and always the crowd always picks us up.
Although the Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, scored 32 points, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Lopez for keeping up with the Joker.
Thought Brooke was fantastic. You know, we matched his minutes exactly with Jokic, which we don't do a lot. You know, the guys, you know, Jokic, he's really good. He's just really good. I mean, he made the shots he makes. They look like there's no way they can go in. And his passing is something to marvel. It just is.
College hoops, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brutal winds today sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
WRJN. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit racinediscenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
Now, the rest of the story.
It was a routine search and destroy mission in March of 1966 in that hell on earth called Vietnam. Private Jim Patridge was the point man, the scout. Whatever happened would happen first to him. 3 days earlier, Jim and his Marine buddies had been flown in by chopper to assist E Company. Echo had been hit hard, needed all the help they could get. Jim's company had been fired on from the outset, had chased the enemy in a forced line through dry rice paddies and palm trees, and now it was the afternoon of the 31st. So far, as I say, a typical day of search and destroy. Now, this was supposedly a secured area, but Jim was wary. And his squad sergeant, John Gray, had somehow gotten ahead of him, so Jim ran to pass him, and Jim ran into a fence post. No, you heard correctly. He ran into a fence post. 20 years later, Jim Patridge was home in suburban West Chicago. He was in his garage getting ready to take out the garbage when he heard a woman scream, "Somebody, please, help me." The screams were repeated over and over, and they were coming from down the block about 120 yards away. Well, Jim dropped the garbage bag and he headed toward the dreadful cries. They belonged to a neighbor, Tammy Crowell, who was kneeling at the edge of the family swimming pool. It was one of those above-ground swimming pools with a deck around the perimeter. Well, Jim rushed up the five steps to the top of the platform. He found Mrs. Crowell cradling the apparently lifeless form of her year-old baby Jennifer. And Jim took the infant from her frantic mother, little Jennifer, who had accidentally fallen into the pool only minutes before, was now blue, even her tongue. Her eyes were rolled back in her head. Jim had seen death before. There was no question the little girl was clinically dead. And yet Jim stayed calm enough to remember that since CPR, not even dead is necessarily so anymore. So, Jim cleared the water and the mucus from baby Jennifer's throat, began breathing his own breath into her tiny lungs. And by the time paramedics arrived, about 10 minutes later, the child's heart had begun beating. She had resumed breathing on her own once again. And little Jennifer is alive and perfectly normal today, because Jim Patridge was there when he had to be. He might not have been, had things been otherwise in Vietnam, 2 decades ago. For you see, the fence post that Jim ran into during that search and destroy mission, the fence post he ran into, that's kind of a GI slang expression. It was not the sort of post that holds up fences. It was rather a kind of exploding booby trap. And the explosion hurt Jim. Hurt him badly. And when Jim heard his neighbor screaming these 20 years later, he hurried to help in a wheelchair. And then when obstacles blocked the wheelchair, he got out of that and he crawled 60 feet to the swimming pool. Then he crawled up the 5 pool deck stairs to breathe life back into baby Jennifer. For in Vietnam, when Jim Patridge triggered that explosion, it sent him to a MASH unit near Da Nang and left him totally legless and totally blind. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Speechless. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 2 different episodes every Monday through Friday, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Smile, she knows.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. A big reunification going to happen. And if that sounds mysterious to you, so be it. You'll get the details from Don Rosen. Monday morning, 8:30. I'll tell you this much. It very well could make your summer. That's all I'm going to say. Monday morning, 8:30, be here, WRJN.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Well, la ta 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 ta. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer, but you
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It was just preposterous to hear a rock song with the lyrics, "Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go." But it worked, Jan and Dean. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on out there with another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for today with sustained winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts could be up to 45. The National Weather Service warns that the gusty winds could bring tree limbs down and result in power outages. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI. The information about the 2022 case was just released yesterday. The 38-year-old pleading guilty as a naturalized American citizen originally from China. He's admitted to conspiring with people he believed were extremists but were actually undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. You've got a chance to chime in regarding work at Racine Unified. The RUSD board is set to hold a special work session Monday, focusing on updates for several construction projects and the foreign exchange program. Key agenda items include design development updates for Walden 3 and discussions for the Gifford K-8 construction project. No action will be taken during the meeting, but the public is invited to attend and provide comment. And downtown Racine will be thriving this weekend with an event at Memorial Hall. The Racine County Eye has health and wellness on display at the Thrive Expo. It runs tomorrow and Sunday downtown. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I made this song a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget because it just wasn't on the radio enough. Well, it's back. Here are the Toys, A Lover's Concerto on WRJN.
Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound?
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Still tickets available to see these guys tonight in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater in concert with Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. Here's the association, WRJN.
If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she 'cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. Giving to me, Lord, you can see. You know what I mean.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next hour. I saved one of the best for last. The last in the series, because the Academy Awards are Sunday, so all this week I've been doing nuggets that are from movies from back in the day. And I got another one, title track to a big movie from the early 70s. And it's just great to hear this song again. 145-ish, be here on WRJN. The Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo happening tomorrow and Sunday. Starts at 10 o'clock both days. Tickets available at the door to get in to learn about home remodeling trends, energy efficiency tips. There'll be sustainable living experts, wellness practitioners. WRJN will be there. And we'll be broadcasting, so please stop by and say hi to whoever you encounter. The Wellness Expo is presented by Racine County I. Again, Memorial Hall, Saturday and Sunday, starts at 10 each day. Tickets at the door, just $2. Or bring a non-perishable food item. You want details? Go to the web, racinecountyi.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
WRJN. Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So
this diamond ring. You know, one of the questions I want to ask him sometime is, this diamond ring, being his first release, it went to number one on the singles charts. So did he think at that point, oh, this is easy? First release gets a number one? Gotta ask him that sometime. I'll let you know what he says, okay? I'm Dan Marcus with the Shy Lights Now on WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her? local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump calls Ukraine's president disrespectful as Vladimir Zelensky asks for an American security commitment, part of what was at times a heated White House meeting.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers.
Don't, please.
You're running
Mr.
low
president.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then
president.
you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance got caught up in a heated exchange with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office. The Vice President called Zelensky disrespectful, while President Trump joined the fray, alternately calling Zelensky disrespectful.